Mrs. Ant, I'm sorry, I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel games. The piano is Colin Fell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to the BBC's Paris studio for another edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. And may I say how delightful it is to be in Paris again. And I'd like to thank our listeners for paying the increased license fee in order to send us here each week. I do appreciate it, and so do Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton on my right. Thank you. And Graham Darden and Barry Cryer on my left. And we start right away now with the game called Misleading Advice. I'm going to ask the teams to do their good deed for the day and give me some misleading advice that they might give to a tourist along the lines of, have you tried the echo in the reading room of the British Museum? We're going to start now with you, Graham Garden.
Yes, well, my misleading advice is do take advantage of London's drive-yourself taxis. They're easily identified by the flashing blue light on the top.
Pretty good. Right, Willie.
I advise for lonely hearts, which is to write your telephone number up in heavy magic marker on the inside of phone booths.
Remember, in England, no trousers are worn in church.
Did.
Likewise, we're in Paris. Bonsoir, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. When you're over in England, may I recommend not just the Whispering Gallery in the British Museum, but the Shouting Gallery in St. Paul's Cathedral. It's great fun. Also, you may not know this, but prostitution is legalised in Britain now. Yes. And anyone can be fixed up just by ringing the organiser, Mrs. Mary Whitehouse.
Oh, I think it's worth mentioning that no tourist should go home without taking their own photograph of Pamela Stevenson.
A small word of advice. The best time to visit an Australian dentist is immediately after lunch.
Actors who are coming to Britain, les acteurs, there's a church in the Covent Garden. When the first lesson reaches and Jarvel begat Enoch, it's customary for visiting actors from overseas to rise and say, "Oh, no, he didn't." And there's a writer's church as well. And that's your urge after the first lesson to shout author.
Tim and Willie have 8 marks, and we go on to the point where I give the teams advance warning of the late arrivals that they'll be doing later on in the programme. And this week we'll be asking them to announce late arrivals at the Financier's Ball.
Oh, great.
You got that? Financier's Ball. Right, we go on to a round now which brings Colin Sell into play, because I'm going to ask each team to sing a medley, and during the medley it will be their task to censor, by means of a buzzer, any words they consider will outrage public decency or frighten the horses. And we're going to start with Barry and Graham, and you're going to do a medley of folk songs.
Oh, soldier, soldier, will you me with your... and... Oh, no, sweet maid, I cannot thee, for I have no to put on. So up she went to her grandfather's chest and brought him a of the very, very best. And the soldier put it on. When Johnny comes again, hurrah, hurrah, we'll give him a hearty, then hurrah, hurrah, the men will, the boys will, the ladies, they will all, and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home.
Who's gay?
Black is the colour of my true love. On top of all smoky, all covered with, I lost my true lover through too slow. For being the pleasure and being the grave, and a false-hearted lover.
worse than a...
I thought that was never going to end. Now, Willie and Tim, we have for you a medley of Beatles songs.
Last night I said these words to my girl. I know you never even go. Come on, please, me, oh yeah, like I do. Should I say she once had me?
Yes, you should.
She showed me her. Isn't it good, Norwegian? We are in a yellow submarine. Close your eyes and
think
you lost your love when I saw her yesterday. And it's you she's thinking of. And she told me what to say. She said she knew. Yeah. No, that can't be bad. Yes, it's you. And you know you should be glad to hold your
right,
like
and
that, we'd like to dedicate that to the Rolling Stones.
That means that Tim and Willie are once again in the lead, and we go on now to a game called Stop the Week, and this is a less competitive version of the program in which Robert Robinson speaks for 45 minutes without being interrupted. In this version, team members must all attempt to speak at the same time. If, however, one person is found speaking alone at any time, the others can say, "You are Robert Robinson and you are out." And he is then eliminated and the game continues until either one person is left or I'm carried comatose from the studio. So, teams, we'll begin. All speaking at once, please. Now.
But an interesting thing. Well, I think You are Robert Robinson and you are out.
Oh. Graham, yes. You're out, I'm afraid.
I was going to say something interesting.
No time for that now.
Oh.
Okay, that leaves Barry, Willie, and Tim. And start talking again now, please. Now.
Have you ever noticed, Brian?
Stanley Baldwin.
No, I think they're rather more interesting ones.
He was a fine man. He never died slightly against Boston.
Well, I...
But to me, he was always a casserole.
You are Robert Robinson, you are out. I'm sorry about that, Willie.
Willie Rushton, I'm afraid you were speaking alone then, so you're out. And we are left now with an absolute cliffhanger with Barry and Tim. We are going to start speaking together now.
I'll never forget Noel Coward once said to me. He said to me, but, he asked me what I wanted to eat. He said to me, Noel Coward said, and I said, well, oh, no! Help! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! The chain! Oh, I have to keep talking for the rest of my life, forever and ever, over everything. Oh, dear, taxi, take me away.
Tim lost that round for overacting. And that leaves Barry the winner.
Thank you. Well done, Barry. Excellent.
Confusing me, John.
Sorry for that, well done.
Well, you're half right.
Right, and now we come on to that popular game, Mornington Crescent. And in this week's Mornington Crescent, we're featuring a listener's competition. So those of you listening at home, get your pens and paper ready to take part. Before we have the competition, though, we'll play the game once to refresh your memories. And teams, no special rules in this one. We don't want to confuse people at home. So let's start with you, Graham Garden.
Okay, well, this is to give listeners a chance to get the rules fixed before they play the competition game, right?
Fair enough.
So we start with Goode Street.
Warren Street.
Euston Road.
Lincoln Terrace.
Clapham South.
What?
Oxford Circus.
Mornington Crescent.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There are moments when I worry for you, Timothy.
I could see that coming about 3 minutes
earlier.
No, he
did it deliberately. It was a demonstration round. It's all right.
Okay, thank you. Well, there was the demonstration round, and you all know the rules. Now the competition. Listen very carefully as the teams play part of the game. Okay? So we'll start now, since you won that last one, Barry, with you.
Northumberland Avenue.
This is going to be simple. All right. Ladbrook Grove.
Turnham Green.
St. Pancras.
Marylebone Road.
Euston Road. Piccadilly Circus.
King's Cross.
Now, okay, we're going to stop at that point. And from those of you listening at home and those of you in the studio audience, if you'd like to take part, what we want to know is this. What must Barry say next so that Willie can say Mornington Crescent immediately afterwards? What must Barry say next so that Willie can then conclude with Mornington Crescent immediately afterwards? So will you send your answers on a postcard, please, to Mornington Crescent Competition. I'm sorry I haven't a clue. BBC Broadcasting House, London, W1A4WW. I'll say that again. Postcards, please, to Mornington Crescent Competition. I'm sorry I haven't a clue. BBC Broadcasting House, London, W1A4WW. And the first correct answer out of the hat will win a copy of the I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue book as soon as he or she sends us £1.95.
Do we have to put our answers on a postcard?
Graham, you're excluded. Anybody who's professionally engaged in this programme is excluded from taking part.
Remember, the last thing was King's Cross from me.
Yes, the last. Remember, the last move from Timbrook Taylor was King's Cross. Okay, now we'll go on to a new round, which is called I'll Buy That. In this next round, the team members will try to sell me various objects suggested by their opponents. Whether I buy them or not depends on how successfully they twist my arm or, failing that, break my leg. Right, Tim and Willie, what would you like Barry to sell me?
I would like Barry to sell you British Leyland.
Well, okay, Barry.
Would I lie to you, huh? Would I lie to you?
Yes, but go on.
Here's something that fell off the back of a lorry. The front of a lorry. No, seriously. Never mind your Rolls Royce, mate. Can't even hear the clock on this on a night shift. No management worker problems. No workers. They keep rolling off these humps, rolling off the conveyor belt. As soon as we can get them to stay on, we're laughing. So why not shop early for Christmas? Get a BL for the boy, the complete cowboy outfit.
Keep going, Barry. You haven't completely persuaded me.
Oh, well, I'll take it back then.
Okay. I'm not going to buy that one. Barry and Graham, give Tim something which he can sell me.
What's the parallel to British Leyland?
How about the Roddy Llewellyn LP?
Very good.
Tim, you've got a slightly harder one there, I may tell you, but...
Even harder if you play it.
Start trying.
You're going to offer me... Can I play any of it? A nice sales pitch?
Why make things hard for yourself?
Yes, all right.
Right. I think when you're 180, when your lip's gone, and you're sitting back in your chair, and you listen to this record, and you think, in the prime of his life, he wasn't able to keep in tune, you'll think, I'll take my old trumpet out again, and the lip will be back, humping it will encourage you, and you'll go on scooting around in your old wheelchair, playing Bad Penny Blues all around the place. I'll just give you an example. Just listen to this hump. This is an example of this excellent record.
When I fall in love, it'll be forever. For I never fall.
Okay, so it's the one note samba version.
In a restless world like this is.
Wonderful. Look, I tell you what, thank you. That's quite enough of that. That really is quite enough of that.
You can hear the slack jaw, can't you?
Look. You give me 50 quid for that, and I'll throw in Max Bygraves sings the Churchill speeches.
And I think I'll give that to Tim. Yes, I'll take that. I'll give that to Tim, because he's so far ahead now that it's really not worth keeping the score any longer. So, Tim and Willie, it's Graham's turn to be the salesman, and he's going to sell what?
I thought, as Tim is, I think, on the board of it, I thought Derby County Football Club.
Oh, easy. That's an easy sale. Hump, you just there.
I can afford it. I mean...
Graham, will you try and sell me Derby County football terms?
I will be brief. I'll be very brief. Right.
I think you should know I hate football.
That doesn't matter. I mean, have you got a football club?
No, this is Derby County.
cheap.
I don't think you've got one of these already, have you? And they're very easy to keep and very handy around the home. You could use the team as a doorstop, you know.
I'm already using your foot as a doorstop.
So that's where it went. They make a marvellous conversation piece, you know, arranged in the middle of the dining table when you have friends round for a meal. Derby County football team, imagine them in a big vase with a few sprays of greenery and set off with a handful of Millwall fans. I mean... do you like pets?
Can't stand them.
You don't already have a pet, because...
Yes, I have, but can't stand them.
Because, I mean, you know, save the whale. Why spend all that money on cat food when you've got Derby County to, you know, for months? And at a pinch, they, I'm sure, would be happy to sing along with the Roddy Llewellyn album you just saw. That's why I don't think you can do without them.
I'd just like to dissociate myself. All the Derby County fans from this appalling bad taste.
Chicken.
Absolutely appalling. I'm sorry. Absolutely appalling.
I was sitting on the fence, but Tim's persuaded me. I'll buy that, yes. And finally, Barry and Graham, what have you chosen for Willie to sell?
Something easy. Titanic.
Thanks a lot. This is splendid. This is the vehicle you've been looking for. Forget British Leyland, Humphrey, which is one owner and only about 1,100 miles on the clock. Slight damage to the offside front wing. ample boot, and in your case, very important, ample ballroom. It's unsinkable. If it wasn't then, it certainly is now. And the disadvantage is, I believe, the ghost of Lord Grey is said to walk through steerage nightly, cursing around me. But it's absolutely up your alley. It would make a wonderful aquarium.
Now, does it have an orchestra on board?
I think they're still playing Abide With Me on alternate Fridays.
I think it would be only fair to award that one to Willie in view of the audience response. So, Barry and Graham, you're inching ahead.
Oh.
We have a game now called Just a Minute. This is a musical round in which the team members attempt to sing a song for a minute without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And now the song that we're going to start with is the Umbrella Song, and we'll start with you, Tim Brooke-Taylor.
Toodle-looma, looma, toodle-looma.
Graham Garden challenge.
Repetition of toodle.
Oh, Clement, you swine.
I'll accept that, yes, that's pretty obvious. So, Graham, you have 50 seconds now to continue the song.
A looma, similar word, IA.
Challenge there from Tim.
Hesitation.
I didn't think, personally, Graham actually hesitated. I thought Colin did at the beginning. So, Graham, you can continue it. You have 10 seconds left.
Any umbrellas? Have you got something to keep the rain off to fix today? Oh, yes, bring your parasol. It may be small, it may be big. He returns them all with what you call a thingamajig. And pitter-patter-patter-patter-patter.
Challenge from Willie Rush.
A constant repetition of his patter.
I think you're correct there. We'll put it to the audience because there's a bit of doubt there. Do you think Willie wins that one?
No.
They're nodding.
So much patter.
They've been nodding, in fact, since the program began.
Yeah.
So, Willie, you have 45 seconds now to continue the song.
Peter, pepper, pepper, Peter, it looks like rain. Tiddle, wobble, babble, fiddle, faddle, don't mind the downpour. He'll mend your elephant's foot, then go on his way, singing toodle-loodle-laddle-taddle, hi, toddle-eedle-llamas-laddle-ho, anything you put up when it rains to mend yesterday.
Challenge just of the last moment from Barry Cryer, or from Greg.
No, it's a repetition of rain.
Where?
About 5 minutes back.
Oh.
I didn't hear that. Did anyone in the audience hear him repeat rain?
Somebody said yes.
Did anybody at home hear it?
Bet they could write in if they heard it.
If they heard it.
letter arrived already.
Well, I'm forced to accept that challenge. And Barry, you have 1/30th of a second in which to complete the song without a challenge.
Day. Sweat.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll do another song now. And Barry, as you had so little opportunity in that one to air your beautiful voice, we'll start with you. And the song is I Who Have Nothing.
I, me who have nothing, myself, one who is not possessed of...
Challenge?
Repetition of who?
Why?
There was Barry. So it's another 53 seconds for you, Tim, to complete the song.
Do not have anything.
Adore you. Challenge there.
Hesitation. Come on.
Timing.
Oh.
Timing.
You.
Timing.
Driven BL through that. Yeah.
Graham, take up the song now in 7 seconds.
Adore you and...
Challenge.
Hesitation.
Oh. Yes. No, I was going to hear the right drum. No, I was waiting for the...
Or was that timing?
Hesitation.
Order.
Okay. Tim, you're a correct challenge, so you have 33 seconds.
Oh, I've got to go. Oh, you go.
Well, I can't go. Who is going?
None of us will sing the song.
You go.
Challenge?
Bickering. Correct challenge. The hesitation.
Graham Garden, take up the song now in 14 seconds.
I'm just a no one.
True.
Well, there's no following that, so...
I was going to say with a voice like that, deviation.
Anyway, Willie and Tim once again win that round, and as indeed they do the next one, which is called Suitcases. Teams are going on holiday, and for reasons that are too complicated to go into, they have to pack their suitcases entirely with objects beginning with a letter that I shall give them. The other team can challenge if they think that any of the objects will have difficulty fitting into a suitcase. The packing team will then provide suitable, far-fetched explanations as to how they intend to cram them in. And it's jolly exciting. We're going to start now with your team, as you're so far behind, Tim and Willie. And the letter is A.
Apple.
Aspirin.
Artichoke.
Armadillos.
Ark challenger.
How many armadillos?
Just the two.
But you know
one of them
like.
Looks a little bit randy, so I wouldn't.
It's all right, they're both male.
Ah, good.
Well, but, you know, deviation.
I think that's a correct challenge. Yes, so you can take up the packing for your team.
Armor
plating.
Abacus.
Abba.
Challenge.
How many?
Two.
Oh, yes.
All right, they're both males.
That's all right.
That's all right, then.
Carry on.
Adding machine.
Oh, that's good.
Angstrom unit. Ant. Arthur Mullard.
Challenge.
I would never take Arthur Mullard.
I'll uphold that.
Thank you.
Right, will you take up the packing?
Aardvark.
Albatross, for luck.
Ark of the Covenant.
Albums.
Challenge.
How many?
Just two.
Both male?
Yes. One's Abba and one's...
Is Ollie Llewellyn?
Yes.
Oh, my God. No, the case has just walked out.
Aristotle.
Accrington Stanley.
Photograph of them.
In sepia.
I think I'll penalise you, Tim, for answering before you were challenged. So,
good. Excellent.
Go over it, just in the, for the last 3 seconds remaining in this game, Barry, do all you can. Right. So. Well done, Barry. That puts you marginally ahead. And we go on to the point where I sit back now and listen to the teams announcing their late arrivals at the Financiers' Ball.
And will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Needle Street and their son, Fred Needle Street. And his old lady. Well, I don't like him. They're solvent.
Oh, at least I
the street crashes with their son, Walt Street Crash.
Solvent came with Pennywise, didn't he?
Well, that would sit. You have to shout if you talk to him. He's known to us all.
Has Mr. and Mrs. Crates up again? And their posh son Ben Crates up again?
Who is that mad stranger? Oh, it's the Lone Ranger with Tinto.
Oh, here's a man to measure the ballroom in feet, just so I can call him a counterfeiter.
Cabaret time. Joe Loss is the leader, and there's Ethel Mammon, Manhattan Transfer, Nigel Stock, and Sonny and Cher.
All choreographed by Busby Barclay Card.
Mr. and Mrs. Volant Fund and their son Benny Volant Fund.
And there's Mr. and Mrs. Vestas Chronicle and their son Ian Vestas Chronicle. And Bud Jet Day. And there's Pearl and Prudential.
With Sue Pertax.
Military man, general accident.
With me as the outright winner, now it's time to say goodbye from all of us. Join us again next week. Until then, goodbye.
Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and Willie Rushton are being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.